Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you here this morning. Amen. On this beautiful last Sunday in the month of March. This month has marched on. Hallelujah. And we're in springtime. Glory to God. And Pastor Mom is here with us this morning. Yay. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom, open us up in greet everyone and then open us up in a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
You're glad to see that everybody's here. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our Father.
Our Father. Which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us
our trespasses.
And trespasses.
As we forgive those.
As we forgive those
who trespass against us. And lead us
now
into temptation.
And into temptation.
But deliver us,
but deliver us
from evil.
For thine is
for
the kingdom,
the power,
and glory
forever.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, Pastor Mom. Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God for you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. Hallelujah. That he has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Let's go to our scripture for this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 100. Amen. We'll do Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5. And then when we get to, after we say verse 5, then we're going to sing verse 5 a couple of times. Amen. And everybody should have this song by now. If you don't, that's okay. You will get it. Amen. Let's read Psalm 100, the King James Version, together. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. One more time. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mom, you were all in that singing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hope you all were all in there singing with us, too. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go into our pearls to ponder. The Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his names, his character, and his nature. So what he has said for us to do is, well, every month he'll give us one of his names, his character, or his nature for us to ponder on. This is the pearl. Hallelujah. The pearl is the Lord. Amen. So his name, his character, his nature, and for us to ponder on him, to think about who he is, roll that around in our head. And so this month we're talking about him being everlasting. So we talked about him, well, first of all, I'll go back and say, as a review. Everlasting means eternal, never ending, endless, without end, perpetual, underlying, immortal, indestructible, imperishable, immutable, abiding, permanent. And this is who he is. Hallelujah. He is our everlasting God. Amen. And then we went on and we talked about him being from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. That was some, everlasting God is Genesis 21 and 33. It says that he's our everlasting God. And then we talked from Psalm 90 about him being from everlasting to everlasting. It says, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Hallelujah. And then last week, we were talking about him being the everlasting Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is our everlasting Father. And then, now today, we're going to go to Jeremiah 31 and verse 3. Jeremiah 31 and verse 3. And it says, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. He's the everlasting God. He's our everlasting Father. He loves us with he's from everlasting to everlasting, and he loves us with an everlasting love. And then we just sang about his everlasting mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear a song this morning by Don Moen, and we don't own the rights to this, but with Don Moen and Don Moen, he's a favorite from way back, and the name of the song is I Have Loved You. So even as you listen to it today, receive it.
And I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with my loving kindness, and I have
loving kindness. So the rest of this week, just ponder on, think about, let it roll around in your head. And me too, you know, that he is our everlasting God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He's our everlasting Father, and he loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's our pearls to ponder for today. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go on now to our declarations. Hallelujah. We need these declarations. I don't believe I'm just doing it for me, or God has us doing it just for me, but I feel like it. I feel like it's just for me. And I hope you feel the same way, that as we say these declarations, that they are just for you as well. Amen. Job 22 and verse 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Amen. So something happens as we declare, and it's established. And I think about what the Word of God says, that his word will not return unto him void or empty, but it shall accomplish all that he pleases in the place whereto he sent it. And so as we are fully engaged, and we're engaging our faith in this, we're engaging our will in this, we're engaging our love for God when we say these declarations and our trust and belief in him. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, he's the everlasting God. So his word that proceeds out of his mouth stands forever. Yeah. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Amen. Repeat after me. Let's be fully engaged. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law. Therefore, forbid. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Any sickness or disease
to come
upon my body. Every disease.
Allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions in the perfection
that
God
created
it
to
function.
I forbid
any malfunction
in
my body
in
the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16 and verse 19. Amen. And you know how I always say that we may not need these declarations right now, but as we say them, they stand forever because they're the word of God. And when situations and circumstances happen, you know, when that the allergy, the disease, the germ, the virus tries to touch our body, it has to die instantly in the name of Jesus. And you know, with Pastor Mom, we had gone to we took her to the emergency room. We did not see any allergy. We didn't see any allergic reaction when we called 911. We just saw that she just didn't look quite right. And the Lord said, go ahead and call the paramedics. So we went on and called them. They took her straight to the hospital. You know, they didn't even take her vitals. They just swooped her up and took her to the hospital. And then by the time we made it to the hospital, they had done a couple of tests on her, and she was in full breakout of allergies. And the blood of Jesus is over that. And it kind of looked like red oatmeal. Up and down her arms, her legs, and her back, and she was itching so much. And So, you know, we prayed over her and everything. Yeah, they gave her a shot of Benadryl, but we were praying too in the name of Jesus. And we remembered our declaration. Hallelujah, because that thing could have been much, much worse. And so we thank God, you know, and then days later, after she had gotten home from the hospital, it tried to pop up again. And so, of course, we continued to pray over her. And at first they were saying, you know, keep her on these allergy medicines for 2 weeks. Well, it's gone now, and it's been less than 2 weeks. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank God, you know, these declarations are for a reason. And you may not be in the season where you need them yet, but keep saying them, fully engaged. And, you know, when that time comes for you or any of your loved ones, it's all set for you. Hallelujah. Let's continue on a couple of more declarations. Repeat after me, the peace of God.
Peace of God.
That transcends.
That transcends.
All understanding.
All understanding.
Guards my heart.
Guards my heart.
And my mind.
And my mind.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I think on things.
On things.
That are true.
On things.
That are true.
That are true.
Noble.
Never
right.
Right.
Pure.
Yeah.
Lovely,
lovely,
admirable,
admirable,
excellent,
and
praiseworthy.
And praiseworthy.
Amen. That's Philippians 4:7-8. And I'll be honest with y'all, I needed to declare that this morning over myself too. Amen. The peace of God transcending and guarding my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. So I could think on things. Amen. A lot of stuff has been happening, and I need to think on those things that are noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, and excellent and praiseworthy. Glory to God. Let's say one more declaration here. Repeat after me. God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be with me?
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me.
He has given me.
Everything I need.
Everything I need.
For life.
For life.
And godliness.
And godliness.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I participate.
I participate.
In his divine nature.
Of love.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do believe and I pray that this is for you all, but it sure is for me. Hallelujah. I can definitely say that without a shadow of a doubt. Hallelujah. It's definitely for me on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's have some praise and worship here. I've just had some things on my heart and just about the presence of the Lord. So we're going to hear some presence of the Lord song this morning as we get ready to go into the Word.
Oh, the glory of your presence. Of your presence, we are temple.
We are temple.
We give you reverence today.
Give you reverence. Come and rise from your rest and be.
Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence today, that you just cover us, that you just inhabit us new way, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for your presence, Lord God. Nothing like your presence. Nothing like your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on to our prayer over our finances. Amen. Then we're going to go back. We're going to stay in his presence while we're talking about money. Amen. sometimes it's hard to stay in his presence when you're talking about money. But when you know that you know that you know that everything that we have belongs to him, we can stay in his presence, even through talking about money. Amen. We're going to say prayer over our finances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
Use them.
For your purpose. Where I have not
been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
May I always.
Be paid well.
For the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make.
And what I have.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
That I will not
be anxious about finances.
But will seek
your kingdom first. Knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord,
As I sow my blessing seed,
I remember that it's harvest time.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's harvest time for us. Amen. You got to have that seed in the ground, and the harvest will spring up speedily.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's three ways that you may give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. One way is via our Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC.
Yes.
If you live in the Heritage House,
yes,
you may give at the door, and we're at 2E.
Yes.
Amen. Pastor Mom. Yes. You can also make your check payable if you want to send it in the mail. You can do that as well. Check or money order. We've gotten both. Make it payable to ESLCCC. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E. St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. Let's pray over our giving. Lord God, we just lift up those who are on the Cash App right now, sending the Cash App. Hallelujah. Those who are writing out their checks, getting their money orders together, and writing it out. We just thank you for it now, Lord God. We lift up those who are tithing today. According to Malachi chapter 3, you said, try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. And then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We lift up those givers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. According to Luke 6:38, you said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. And so we just thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. And on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, what you say is that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah. Even as the stars in the heaven. That's a lot of blessings, Lord. We thank you for your blessings even now. And we thank you that through our giving, we are in position to receive all that you have for us. However you want to send it, we're in position to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God for your giving today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We usually talk about birthdays at this time. There is a birthday, but not until April. Hallelujah. We're going to come again. We're going to be together again for our next birthday. And, I just encourage you all to text me your birthday. We'll celebrate you. We'll celebrate what God did on that day that he made. And we'll rejoice and be glad with you for your birthday. So make sure you let us know when your birthday is, because, you know, we sure going to tell you what ours is. When our birthday is. And mine is in May. May 28th. And Pastor Mom's is August the 4th. Praise God. So we have a birthday coming up. We won't sing today. We'll sing on next Sunday. And that's for our dear Gabrielle. Hallelujah. Ooh, she's going to be a teenager. Wow. So that's going to be April the 4th. 4-4 is Gabrielle's birthday. Amen. If you've been with us, you've heard Gabrielle, you know, at one time or another, especially if you were with us on Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Amen. Her and her sister mostly, but sometimes her brothers jump in and pray with us in the spirit and interpret as well. And so we praise God for her. So Gabrielle will officially sing happy birthday on next Sunday. Amen. So hallelujah. We're going to have one more song to worship the Lord before we go into our sermon for today. This song is a very special song to me. It's called In Your Presence by Paul Wilbur. We do not own the rights to it, but this song is so special to me. And some of the words were, in your presence, that's where I'm strong. Hallelujah. And that's where we are strong. If we ever feeling weak, his presence is strong. So, amen. Let's listen to this song, and we're going to.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh. Seeking your
Hallelujah. Seeking your face, touching your grace in the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. In his presence, we are strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's why he wants us to stay in his presence. I mean, he's always around us. He's always around and about us when we're saved. He's always in us. And he wants us to be aware of his presence and to acknowledge his presence, to see his presence. And that's when the strength begins to rise up on the inside of us. Hallelujah. I can recall the first time I heard that song was back in 2002. I was living with a Jamaican family, and I lived with them for about 9 months. It was a beautiful time in my life, and I know that God had set that up. I was right after, not too long after, I had gone into full-time ministry. And so to spend that time with them, and one of their daughters who was a teenager, she was in high school at the time. She was in high school from home, just, you know, like people do now, like it's nothing. But back then, that was a big deal for her to decide to spend her last year of high school going to a school online. And so she introduced me, her name is Lisa, she introduced me to this song on a DVD. Now, back in 2002, DVDs were new. You know, we had the VHS, those big tapes that you put in, and then when you finish, you had to rewind them. And I remember her telling me, yeah, I have a DVD of this, and they had a DVD player. And she said, you don't have to rewind it. And that was marvelous to us back then. It's like, what? I don't have to rewind this? And so she played that song. The whole album was on the DVD, and she had gotten it from a library. And that song was recorded in Israel. And so it's just the singer, Paul Wilbur, is anointed, period. But to have it being sung live in Israel just, you know, added more into it. And so when I first heard that, I cried. I wept because, you know, where I was at the time, I still weep because of where I am right now, too. But just knowing that in his presence is where the strength is. And, you know, the Bible says when we are weak, his strength is made perfect. And, you know, especially like when we're in his presence and we know, we recognize and realize that we are in his presence. Hallelujah. Then the strength comes and it's more than getting a second wind. Come on. It's more than a second wind, because sometimes we say, oh, I just need a second wind. I'll be okay. We need the presence of God to have the strength to go on and do all that he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Amen. And hey, and once again, this is for me. Hallelujah. Once again, this is for me, and oh, by the way, you all are listening. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray as we go into the word today. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, for your very presence here. Oh, the glory of your presence. Hallelujah. We, your people, stand in reverence. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that your presence is here right now, even though we're all in different places. Hallelujah. We're in Tennessee. We're in California. We're in Missouri. We're in New Jersey. We're in different places, yet we're still in your presence. Hallelujah. We're still here in your presence. And we thank you, Lord, that you're not confined by geography. Thank you for that, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this word today, Lord God. Reveal yourself to us even the more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you've given us a word for this year that things are being exposed. Things are being revealed this year all over the world. But most of all, you are revealing yourself to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Thank you for giving us your eyes. Thank you for giving us your ears so that we see, hear, know, recognize, and realize all that you're revealing of yourself to us. For your glory, in Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here we are in the book of Job. Amen. I gave a little review last week of when we started this. This is actually part 11. Amen. And we're just following the Lord and just doing what he says to do. And as we go through, we're in his presence, we're learning, and we're growing by his spirit. So going back from where we started, when the Lord laid this on our heart, we were back in September 18th of 2022. Amen. And because I speak two times a month, so it hasn't been going every Sunday, but, you know, since I went on the times that I speak, and then if it's a holiday, then we, you know, speak about that, you know, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and so forth. So, but anyway, from September 18th, 2022, we started talking about how God reveals himself. And we began to look at the book of Job, not so much from Job's perspective or from how Job is suffering. And a lot of people have done that. They've looked at Job's suffering and they've talked about his suffering and his friends and all of that. But what we are doing by the Spirit of the Lord is that we're looking through the eyes of, like in Psalm 27, where it says, I would have fainted except I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So those are the lenses that we're looking through as God reveals himself through the book of Job. We're looking for God. We're looking for him to reveal himself in the land of the living. And because there's a time in our life where we're going to go through maybe not a whole Job experience, God forbid, not a whole Job experience, but pieces of what Job had experienced. And that was he lost all of his wealth, his possessions, his land, his cattle, and then all of his 10 children. And that all happened in one day. I don't know that anybody will experience all of that, but pieces of it, you know, pieces of it. So to hear God reveal himself through the book of Job is a blessing to be able to hear that. So we, when we started in September, we talked about the Lord revealing himself. We talked about how he revealed himself as being perfect. And then how he reveals himself as being the perfecter, hallelujah, the author and the finisher of our faith, the perfecter and finisher of our faith. And then we talked about him being the perfecter and the potter. That was a whole lot of fun. Amen. All of this is. And then we looked at how God revealed himself through Job's words, because Job spoke and God revealed himself through Job's words. And last week we started with our part 10 on how the Lord reveals himself through every book of Job. And so we went through Job 1, 2, and 3, chapters 1, 2, and 3. And now we're going to go through Job 4, 5, and 6. And we'll talk about how God reveals himself. Amen. And there's a scripture that says that finding out, you know, his grace and who he is past finding out. We can't really find it out except that he reveals it to us. Amen. Amen. And that's what he's doing. This is the time. This is the season for him to reveal himself. So a little going back again, summary of Job from where we are to see where we are right now. Job, first of all, the enemy went to the Lord, and let me start another way. Hold on a second here. Okay. Job was a rich man. He lived in the in Uz, the land of Uz. He had seven sons, three daughters, and Job made offerings when his sons and daughters got together to feast just in case they sinned. Satan met with the Lord, and he got permission to test Job and make him suffer. And then after the enemy got permission, and that's important to know, he can't do anything without permission. And so then his servants came in to tell Job that the property was destroyed. His livestock was taken away, and his children all died together in one day. And every servant said at the end of their statement was, "And I alone have escaped to tell you." And to me, God will always have a witness. And whatever's going on, he'll have a witness. And then Job said, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And then Satan came back again. This is chapter 2. He came back again and said, "Well, you know, you gotta. He's gonna curse God. He's gonna curse you if you afflict his body." And so the Lord gave permission for his body to be afflicted. And then in chapter 3, Job cursed the day that he was born. He didn't curse God. Now, his wife said, "Curse God and die." But he did not charge God foolishly. You know, he continued on. So last week, what we saw, how God revealed himself, was that God is not fighting the enemy. The enemy has to come before him just like any other angel. So he's not in a constant battle with the devil. As, you know, sometimes we think that, and I thought that for a long time. But, you know, God is definitely in control. He gives the enemy permission. And that, well, that was our first point from last week. The second point was the Lord gives the enemy permission when there is a legal right for it. And so the enemy had a legal right to ask for permission. That legal right was fear. Job had fear. And Job said it himself. He said, "The thing that I feared most came upon me." And so we talked about that last week of, you know, what that fear would do. You know, it opens a door. It causes the enemy to be able to come in if we succumb to fear. One of the third points was that God sees us and he brags on us. And then number four, God puts the enemy on a leash. He can only go but so far. Even with Job, he could not take Job's life. He can only go but so far. And the fifth point that we had last week was God doesn't listen to all that we say when we're distressed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Job was very distressed, but God revealed himself as the one who does not, you know, listen to all of that. Job cursing himself, wishing he wasn't alive, he never lived, and all of that. That just kind of went past the Lord because the Lord knew that there was something in the future for Job. So now as we go into this part, 4, 5, and 6, we're going to listen to that this morning. Now we're getting to the point where we're going into where Job's friends began to talk. At first, they listened to him. They sat 7 days, never said a word. And then they began to listen to him. So as they listened to him, they began to talk. So there are three rounds of them speaking. In the first round of speeches, that's what we're going to hear today, the friends began to scold Job and tell him about himself. You know, Eliphaz says that Job is a sinner. Bildad says that Job's kids sinned. And Zophar says that Job suffered less than he deserved. So there's all of these rounds that they go through. And so let's listen to it, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about it. Now, what I'm going to play for you is Pastor Price has a reading through the Bible on YouTube, and it's called, if you want to look this up, you would see Helen McCoy Price on YouTube, and then it's reading through the Bible, and this is, the book of Job, and it's broken into little chunks so that you can read or listen to this on a daily basis. We're not at the book of Job yet. From I think where are we? We're in 1 Samuel right now, reading through the Bible in a year. So, So we're gonna listen to this Job chapter. And you can look along with us, King James Version, Job 3, 4, and 5, Job chapters 3, 4, and 5. And as you listen, just, you know, kind of listen for God revealing himself in this. And I think I have at least about 3 points today of how God reveals himself. This is going to be just shy of 10 minutes. Amen. So 3 chapters, that's pretty good.
Job chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said,
"If we essay to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it is come upon thee, and thou faintest. It toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? Remember, I pray thee, who ever perished being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils are they consumed. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perishes for lack of prey. The stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. And image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever, without any regarding it. Doth not their excellency which is in them go away? They die, even without wisdom.
Job chapter 5.
Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints wilt thou turn? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth, and sendeth waters upon the fields, to set upon high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth, for thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shalt not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo this, we have searched it, so it is. hear it, and know thou it for thy good.
Job chapter 6. But Job answered and said,
Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together! For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass? Or loweth the ox over his fodder? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for! Even that it would please God to destroy me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. Then should I yet have comfort. Yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength, that I should hope? And what is mine end, that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help in me, and is wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend. But he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks they pass away, which are blackish by reason of the ice, and wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. The troops of Tema looked, the companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and were ashamed. For now ye are nothing. Ye see my casting down and are afraid. Did I say, Bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forcible are right words! But what doth your arguing reprove? Do ye imagine to reprove words, and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless, and ye dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore be content, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things?
Wow. Amen. That was Job chapter 4, 5, and 6. And, you know, to listen to it, I'll say it this way. Could have read it ourselves, and I could have said, you take chapter 1, you take chapter 2, take chapter 3. But this way, with the words that they were using, the phrases they were using, it was better to do the dramatized Bible. Praise God. And we could kind of make it through. They were very poetic. You almost felt like you were listening to some Shakespeare kind of language as they were talking. But I think we got some points out of that. I'm sure we did. So going back to chapter 4. In chapter 4, Eliphaz was speaking. He was speaking in chapter 4 and chapter 5. So this is the first round. I was saying, you know, there are three rounds where the friends speak and then Job speak. So, and that excuse me, that happens three times. So this is the first round where Eliphaz speaks. And Eliphaz saying that Job may be guilty of some sin because the upright do not suffer. And then he starts talking about a dream that he had or a visitation in the night. He talks about an angel who visited him in a vision and talked about man's frailty, man's unholiness and mortality. And then he surmises, can a mortal be more righteous than God? So basically he was saying what? You said you haven't done anything wrong? Are you more righteous than God? Something has to happen for you to go through all of this that you're going through. So chapter 5, Eliphaz continues to speak to Job, and he says, people bring trouble on themselves. He encourages Job to turn to God, listing examples of his goodness and willingness to help people. Happy is the man whom God corrects, for he bruises and he binds up. So from Eliphaz is saying, okay, Job, we got to point the finger at you. We ain't looking at God and saying that, you know, it's God doing anything. This is you. And I don't know if you ever had that feeling before or if that has happened to you before where even your friends point to you and say, come on now. And I have gone through something. We're going to get to how God reveals himself in just a second here. But I told some of this account before where I had a serious allergic reaction that put me in the hospital, and that was 20-something years ago. And when I was in the hospital, I had the friend that I lived with at the time. She was there with me at the hospital, and then three other friends came in. And they began to tell me that, you know, it was kind of like, oh, Kizzy, we knew you wasn't as good as you act like you are. You had to do something that was wrong. What did you do that was wrong? You got to go to God, confess all your sins, because you had to do something wrong for all this to happen to you. And I didn't say anything. I just laid there. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the first thing that I did, you know, as these things began to happen to me, I went to God. I repented. I said, God, whatever I have done, you know, I really didn't have to have them to come and tell me, but I checked on myself first. Amen. And sometimes that's what we're going to have to do, check ourselves. And what I've seen with God, I'm not saying this is the only way he does it, but what I've seen with him is if I check myself, he doesn't, or judge myself. You know how we read when we were talking about to take communion, judge yourself lest you be judged. So I go, you know, to the Lord, to the Holy Ghost. I want to judge myself in the Holy Ghost. I want to hear what he's saying. You know, and maybe I'm missing it, you know, and I've been going through some things in my life. Like maybe I'm missing it. God, tell me what I've done. I'm not waiting on people to come tell me what I've done wrong. And so, because I want to be quick to repent. Amen. Amen. Yeah, this book of Job is getting real personal for me. Hallelujah. Amen. So in chapter 6, it goes to Job speaks to his friends. This is Job talking. And he says his grief cannot be weighed. And then he passionately expresses his weakness. And Job's friends are not helping him. He challenges them to point out his unrighteousness to him. It's like, show me, tell me, what did you see? You see me doing something wrong? Tell me what it was. You know, because they're kind of going kind of sideways with it in terms of talking about, well, I had a vision at night. You know, I mean, they get more pointed later on, but he's like, well, just tell me, you know, if I have been unrighteous. And so now let's look at God in the midst of this. Going back to the first part where the Lord gives the enemy permission because there was a legal reason. So we're still looking at God giving that permission. He revealed himself as the one who gave the permission for this. And then and we talked about that kind of at length because, you know, Job feared, and that was the legal reason or that gave permission to the enemy. And so I'm like, you got to say that first, number one. And then number two, that God reveals himself as the one who would use enemies and our friends to get us to where he wants us to be. He's no respecter of persons, of whose he's going to use. So he has used the enemy, and now he's using Job's friends. And so Job's friends are also a part of Job's sifting process. And here's the Lord is revealing himself as the one who will let it happen and not stop them. Because he could have stopped them from talking about Job. You know, my way of saying is, hey, God, I'm your girl. I'm your girl. And you let them talk about me like this? I'm your girl. Yes, I am his girl. You are his girl, his boy, his daughter, his son. You are, but he would allow that to happen. And now later on, and we'll get to that, later on the Lord does mention that Job's friends were not right. They weren't saying the right things, and he does say that later. But he allows this to come out. And as I was contemplating on this, what I started thinking about is with friends like these, who needs enemies? You know, that's an old saying that when people behave badly and treat someone badly, that are supposed to be their friends. So with friends like these, who needs enemies? You know, so they were bringing up the rear on what the enemy had started. And so we pray about that God will give us friends that will be those friends that will give us the quote-unquote benefit of the doubt and just really pray rather than judge. You know, we need friends. We need to be the friend that will pray rather than judge. I recall years ago, this was, it was in 2002, so it was, you know, 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, that when I was staying with the family, one of the family members, he has since just gone home to be with the Lord, one of the family members was accused of rape. He was accused of raping two women. And, you know, and I was around him a lot because he lived in the house too. It was a bunch of us that lived in the house. I want to say about 11 people lived in the house at once. And they really wanted me to be there at the time I was there. And I was like, okay, God, you open this door. So he was, he had always very nice to me, very above board, never anything that was out of the way with me. And when he went to court for this, his mother was still alive, and his mother and I were very close. And so, and his mother stayed in the house as well. And so when he went to court the Lord told me to go to court with him. And so I went there. Now, I knew by the Spirit of God, the jury, when they looked at me, they would think I was his girlfriend. But it wasn't for me to say anything about it. But God told me to go and be there with him in court. And so every time he went to court, I would go there. And I would sit in court and listen, and I would pray. And I asked God, I said, did he do it? Did he do it, God? Did he really, you know, rape these girls the way that they're saying? Did he do it? And the Lord said, information you don't need. You don't need to know that. What you need to do is just to do what I'm telling you to do, and that is to just sit here. And then he said to me, and when it's all over, he's going to be set free, not because of what he did or didn't do, but because of my handmaiden, his mama. I'm not going to let him go to jail because of his mama. And I was like, wow. Now, I'd never heard anything like that. I don't think I've heard anybody talk about anything like that. But I'm telling you what, that's what happened. You know, and God has not told me to this day, even though he's gone home to be with the Lord, God has not told me to this day if he actually did what they accused him of doing. And I mean, one case was right after the other case. So I was there with him when he got acquitted of the first case. I was with him when he got acquitted the second time. And so, you know, and I've not heard anything else about any kind of rape or anything after that. So, you know, and so God wants us to do what he says to do, to be that kind of friend that won't judge, but be there, be prayerful, and do what the Lord is saying to do. The third thing that I saw with this, and this is kind of going back over some things, but God reveals himself as the God of the do-over. And he's like revealing himself. He's doing Job over. Job is being changed. And in the 21st century, we would say that he's revealing himself as the God of the reboot. That's what I tell everyone. The 21st century solution is to reboot. Turn it off. Turn the computer off. It's been acting weird. And you turn it off for a few minutes. You turn it back on, it starts acting right. Your cell phone, it starts acting funny, not taking any commands or doing anything. Turn it off. Reboot, and it'll work after that. I call that the 21st century fix. And God reveals himself as the God of the do-over, the God of the reboot. Now, we're saying that because God is using Job's friends. He used the enemy. He allowed the enemy to do something to Job, and now he's allowing Job's friends. And, you know, one might say, why, oh, why does God allow this? So, and Job's friends are trying to figure out why as they point their finger at Job. And then what is going on with Job right now? You know, it went on with the enemy. That's how it started. That was like the crushing. Of who Job used to be. He was being crushed. He was being sifted, you know, with the enemy. And now it goes on further. So Job right now, he's in the potter's house, and the Lord is the potter. So we've talked about that before. He's being broken up. Job is being made again. Job is also in the refiner's house. He's in the Lord's house right now. God is watching everything, listening to everything that's going on with Job. Job is in the refiner's house. The fire is extra hot right now. The gold is very hot right now. God is doing something. He's doing a makeover. He's doing a do-over. He's doing a reboot in Job. Now, all Job is feeling right now is like the suffering going on. And he's seeing his friends talk about him and say, you know, this and that about him. But from the Lord's perspective, the Lord is like, okay, the process has begun. Hallelujah. The process of the do-over has begun. The process of the reboot has begun. Hallelujah. Oh, that we would see, recognize, and realize that we are in the process and that God is making us over. He's doing it over, doing us over. He's rebooting us. Oh, that we would know it while we're going right in the midst of whatever we're going through, that we would see that, yes, okay, yes, God, I see that you're doing this. I see that you know, old things are passed away. You're making all things new. Hallelujah. And there's a process that God does that in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'll say what Job said again. He said, he knows the way that I take. And we'll hear that later on. He knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So even in this process right now, God is looking to see himself in Job. He's looking to see himself. And there are some choice words, you know, that come out while Job is talking in these three rounds of recourses. And we get to see that Job may not realize that he's in that do-over, remake, reboot process. He may not realize it in his fullness. But there are moments where God, because Job continues to bless God. And so as we close, we say that to you. Whatever you're going through right now, God is revealing himself in you. He's allowing things to happen in your life and in my life so that he can see himself in us. I know I'm not the only one that's going through this. Amen. And we just pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, reveal yourself in us. No matter what we're going through, the makeover, the do-over, the reboot, Lord God, we give you permission. We don't want you to do this without us. We want to be a part of what you're doing and to be fully yielded to you in this process of making us over, that our mind is stayed upon you, that when we feel so weak that we don't know what to do, we understand that your strength is made perfect in weakness. Whether we're going through things that are physical, emotional, relationships, financial, even in the spirit of our mind, whatever it is that we're going through, we lay it down before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we choose to trust you today. We choose you. We choose to trust you with every part of our lives. to life and godliness with regards to us. You are our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm thinking of what Thomas said when the Lord revealed himself to Thomas. Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Hallelujah. So as we go through, even if some are not going through it right now, it'll happen at some point that we will know that you are our Lord and our God. And we'll worship you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you were blessed by the word today, praying that the word met you somewhere. Hallelujah. It met you and touched you in a great way today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our salvation. If anyone would like to make any comments, you have any comments, questions, you have any prayer requests, you want to encourage Pastor Mom, who did so well today, press your number one key. We're going to open up the lines in just a little bit here. So you can begin to press your number one key. Oh, as I go into to praying a prayer of salvation, I have to give the praise report on Pastor Mom. She went to what she had a fall, experienced a fractured femur, and I think most of you know that she is 90. So she experienced a fractured femur, and she had surgery on it, and she has had some rehab or some therapy on her legs, but she has not been able to bear any weight on her leg for the past 3 months. So she's basically been, you know, in the bed. Once she came home from the hospital, we have something called a Hoyer lift. So it's like a big swing. And we lift her in the air, and then we put her in the wheelchair so that she can get out of the bed every now and then. And anyway, so the therapy was about to end because they said, you know, we can't do any more therapy with her unless she can bear weight. Well, the orthopedic surgeon saw her on Friday, and he has said she can now bear weight. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a big deal over here. Hallelujah. So when you think about it, that's really a miracle. And we just want to thank everyone for keeping Pastor Mom in prayer, keeping us in prayer through everything that has been going on in and out of the hospital and you know, everything that we need to do to care for her, lovingly care for her. And so we're just so happy about that. And we were talking to someone Friday night who said that when they were young, when he was a young man, his femur was broken as well, or fractured. And it took 6 months to heal the femur, and he was a young man. And so, you know, we were really like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's only been 3 months, and she's able to bear weight now, or to be able to stand on that leg. Glory, hallelujah. We give God all the praise and the glory. And once again, thank you all for joining us in prayer. And so now she's going to start therapy again. And then they're coming to the house to do that. And so this time they're going to start standing her up. And the past couple of days, she's been saying, okay, I'm ready to get up and walk. I'm ready to get up and walk. We're like, okay, Mom, you got to wait for the therapist. You haven't walked in 3 months. So they're going to get her legs used to walking and get her ready to walk. But she's ready now. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. So, hallelujah. If you're listening to us right now and you're like, wow, that's a miracle. It is. It is. For 90 to for their bones to look that good and to be healed like that in such a short amount of time. The femur's a big bone. So we thank God. We thank God. So if you're listening for the first time and you're like, wow, this is so nice. This is God. Amen. And if you don't know God as your Lord and Savior, this is your time for him to reveal himself to you as your Lord and as your Savior. In times like these, hallelujah, in times like these, we need a Savior. Glory to God. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10 and verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So God wants you to know that he loves you. That's been revealed over and over again. Hallelujah. He loves you with an everlasting love. We talked about that earlier today. He loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants you to have everlasting life because he is the everlasting God. Hallelujah. And as you receive everlasting life, you will go to be with the everlasting God who lives forever. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. I want to welcome you right now to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you as a child of God, a son, a daughter of God. Hallelujah. I want to even welcome you as a friend of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And we want to pray over you right now. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you just touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. Power to pray in their prayer language. Even right now, hallelujah. And then power to read the word of God and to understand it every time. And so we thank you, Lord God, right now for them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And now we want to invite you to learn and to grow. Amen. With us here at the God in the Midst Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. So the Lord has put together this family of broadcasts that will help you to learn, will help you to learn to grow in him. And we are learning and growing in him as well. Come and do that with us. Or you can go to a Bible-believing church. Amen. So Praise God. In order to meet with us, the times that we come together, you just call 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. Amen. Now, every Sunday we meet. We are the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. The next time that we're going to meet is the first Sunday in April. April the 2nd. Hallelujah. April the 2nd is the first Sunday. And every first Sunday, you know, what just came into my mind is, I don't know if we sang happy birthday to Minister Mary. I don't know if we did that. That's just like rolling around in my head. And happy birthday, Minister Mary. Glory to God. Her birthday was on Friday. And I don't think that we had acknowledged her birthday ahead of time, although we knew it was coming. Amen. So happy birthday, Minister Mary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we pray you had a wonderful, wonderful birth. Amen. So, okay, we meet every Sunday. Every Sunday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And this Sunday coming up, April the 2nd, is the first Sunday of the month. And what we do is we have communion. So you bring your communion elements, your bread, your cracker, your water, your juice. Bring that with you. We will commune together. Amen. And then we have tag team preaching on that day. So prepare yourself. You can come with a scripture, a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. Anybody can do that. You can also, if you have a devotional that you're reading, read a page of your devotional for us. You know, read the devotional for that day for us. There's so many nice devotionals out there. You can do that as well. Hallelujah. Something that blessed you last week, or scriptures. You can do like the Minister Rachel and family, give us a scripture shower. You can do that, amen, on the first Sunday. But we just know that God he speaks through us, and he also speaks through you. And we want to hear what he's saying through you as well. Now, on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer time, and we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues at about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. It is absolutely awesome. Join us on it and tell your family and friends about it. Okay, on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month and the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have broadcasts that are at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The second Wednesday is our healing ministry, prophetic healing, and that will be on Wednesday, April the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then one of our newest broadcasts is the fourth Wednesday of every month, and that will be April the 26th. So set your cell phone alarm, mark your calendar, April the 26th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to be talking about anointed pandemic babies. What's going on with them right now? What is the Lord doing? And we want to pray for them as well. It's a miracle that they're here. They made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. They are here, and they are very special. God is pouring out his spirit on them, and we need to pray for our babies. Amen. And then on Thursday, we have the Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio. Now, this Thursday is the last Thursday in March, and we will have Reverend Bill Osborne, who will be preaching on this Thursday. So if you have heard him at all, or even if you haven't heard him, he is a preacher, and we're going to open up the lines later. He and his wife, Reverend Kim, have been praying for people, giving them prophetic words, and they have been right on point. Hallelujah. So if you need a right-on-point word from the Lord, from somebody you don't even know, hallelujah, go ahead, call in, tell somebody if they want to hear a word from the Lord on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We're going to open up the lines now. I see you, Pastor Price. I'm trying to see if anyone else. Minister Mary said, thank you for the birthday blessing from the church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to make sure that you are on the regular calendar here. You are on my personal calendar. But amen. So thank you. Thank you. And we don't want to leave anybody out. Amen. If anyone wants to say anything, press your number one key. When Pastor Price is speaking, I'm going to open up everybody's line. And when she's finished, anyone can just begin to talk. In the meantime, when I open up the lines, make sure that your phone is on mute. Otherwise, we'll hear everything that goes on, and it will be recorded. So, if you're washing dishes, we'll hear the clink, clink, clink. So just make sure your line is muted. Surprise, welcome.
Glory to God. Glory to God, Apostle. Good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, this is Helen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Hey, Mama. I just thank God for you this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for you this morning, Pastor Mom. I thank God for the strongness in your voice as you were praying. And when you said good morning, when you're speaking, even though you can't hear us, I'm saying good morning, Mama. And I was just so glad to hear. Glory to God. I'm so glad to hear your voice this morning. And then I thank God this morning, this afternoon for you, Apostle. Thank God for you pressing through and pressing on to do what God would have for you to do. And I thank God for the word today. I thank God for the pearl to ponder that you ministered on today. And in Jeremiah 31, and with an everlasting love. I said, what an appropriate scripture for us. On a daily basis. And last night the Lord had me listening to Don Moen. I said, look at there. This morning I was listening. Hallelujah. And I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And then there were two singers last night that the Lord had me listen to. And he said, you don't have this on your prayer.
Is there any more?
Excuse me. Make sure your line is muted. We hear your conversation.
Your line is open, baby. Hello?
Okay. Go ahead.
I could tell who that was. I heard his voice. I heard Don's voice. Because I thought you were busy doing something, Apostle, you know? And then I heard Don's voice. I said, oh, that's Don.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't put his mute on. So I just want to thank God for, again, for the word with Don. I was saying that Two people the Lord had me put up special on my prayer list last night was Don Moen and Alvin Slaughter. And you played the song for the glory of the glory of your presence. That's the, oh, Lord, what confirmations. I praise God. And Paul Wilbur, glory to God. In God's presence is where our strength is. And as you begin to go through the word today and chapters 4, 5, and 6, I take copy the message. Not the message, but the song. I have a Google. What do you call this? Let me say it right. I have Google document that I keep that's dedicated to East St. Louis Christian Center Church, so that I can not only have the Google doc on my laptop, which I that's where I write in, but also it'll come up on my phone. The Google doc will come up on my phone. So I had the scriptures and everything in there, and I was thanking God for the word as you were ministering forth on the different, parts of today on how God reveals himself. And I was worshiping him for that we must judge ourselves. We must, God is past finding out, but he reveals himself. We must judge ourselves, that God will allow us to go through, but only what he will allow. And then we need to be the friend who will pray and not judge. I love that. And then when you got to the part about God reveals himself as the God of the reboot, of the God of the do-over, let me try not to be graphic on how I say this. I had to use it. And it was just, I said, oh, Lord, but my computer is in here. So I went to go take my phone. And when I went to go to take the phone and pull up the Google Doc, the Google Doc said February 26th. And I said, what's going on here? And then I had to reboot. I had to reboot the phone. And when I did, it came up today's date. And when you were saying about the reboot, I kind of laughed. I said, Lord, I'm putting this in action right now. That God reveals himself as the God of the reboot. And then my document came over so I could look at it. While I was in the bathroom, I'm not in the bathroom anymore. I'm still back by my computer now. But I was just thanking the Lord how God reveals himself as the God of the reboot, that the God of the do-over, that he is the refiner's fire. And the process has begun to make us over. So I was thanking God for all of the word today. God will give a timely word. Sometimes, Apostle, when we're ministering on a particular word, I found it out that we many times will have to walk through some things even while we're in if you're ministering about spiritual warfare, then and I've been ministering about spiritual warfare and the weapons of our warfare, and so far he had revealed a little bit over 18 weapons of our warfare. Lord have mercy. In the process of it, the Word of God talks about that there are many administrations of the Word of God and how God will use. I've had to incorporate all as many of the weapons as I could to be able to stand, and to be able to stand and incorporate those weapons. And I said that where the things were here in Job, you've had to incorporate those things that God has revealed. And one thing, I have a dress, a camouflage dress. I every time I would put that dress on, I would go through terrible warfare. I packed my dress up, put it in the suitcase. I said, Lord, forgive me. I said, because I know that ain't going to stop. I just have to depend on him and do what I know to do. I was just laughing about that. But I was saying that when we, especially when we minister the word and we preach and teach the word of God, we also have to live it. And we have to live it and put that into practice. So I want to thank God for you this morning, Apostle, through all that you go through and all that you face. I was glad that my son was on the phone. I don't know if he's still on there right now, but I thank God for Don. And when he called this morning, he called at the exact time I was calling in the service today. And I said, I want to be on there for my sister today. I want to be on there. And I told Don, I said, Don, I said, I know I need to talk to you too. But I said, it was right at 11 o'clock when he called. I was on the nose, and I was dialing in. But I said, I gotta talk to you. But I said, get on the line. Get on the line, and maybe the Lord will minister to you. So I pray, Don, if you're still on the line, that you might encourage your aunt's heart. And I know a lot of things were said to all of us that are encouragement to our heart. So, Apostle, I thank God for you. I love you. I pray your strength in the Lord.
You.
Mom, hallelujah. And, Mom, I love you, and I thank God for you, the knee mending. And I thank God for the continued recovery, and I give God the glory. So God bless you, and God bless each one that's on each one of the line. And one more little thing, Apostle. Yesterday I told the girls, I said, I'm going to leave this. I'm getting ready to go to my mama. I got to get there. And there were some things that I had been going through in my body here. And they were saying, Mama. And I said, but you find out. Get me a megabus. And they tell me megabus don't even come to St. Louis anymore. And then the only bus they got coming. Yeah, and they got a Greyhound. They said it leaves at 4:30 because we got to pray about this. We really have to pray about this from Memphis to St. Louis because with Memphis, they got just the – if you don't take the 4:30, you got to go through a long, long process to get there. So I just thank God. I mean, about 15, 16 hours to go 4 hours, you know.
Oh,
so I was just praising God. Yeah, so I was praising God. So I thank God for you and love you all. And thank again. I thank God again for you, Apostle, and for that word. And thank God for the grace that he's given unto you. And I'll get off this line now. And God bless you and love you. All right.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. Well, back on you.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Everybody's line is open. So if you want to say anything, this is your time.
Nobody's saying nothing.
No, ma'am. Nobody's saying anything right now. Okay. Amen. Okay, we'll give you another, 9 seconds here, then we'll go ahead and close.
I'd like to say, hey, Grandma. How are you, Grandma? I love you, Grandma. And I love you, too, Aunt Barbara. You all
love you
just
too.
Be encouraged and God bless you all. I had just heard the story of Job in my reading last week, so it was kind of good to hear it again. So just be encouraged, everyone, and I love you all. Love you, Grandma, and we're going to be running around together real soon.
He said you're going to be running around together real soon.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. She's ready to get up and go now.
I'm getting me some clothes to go out. Sis. But I ain't made no big clothes.
And you'll do it soon, Mom, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, thank you, Pastor Don. Good to hear your voice, and thank you for the text as well. Amen. Love you. Anyone else?
Because I have an egg today.
Yes, you did, Mommy.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and close. Pastor Mom is going to close us out in prayer. You want to make any comments?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. All right. So you can pray us out. May the Lord.
May it all work the same energy for we are asking one from the other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And so God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed day.